track 450.
This final case in the Azorian Whaleman Gallery celebrates the present and commemorates the role that Azorian American community has played and continues to play in the growth and cultural vibrancy of southern New England and of the greater New Bedford region in particular. From left to right are items related to this transmission of culture from the old world to the new, including Portuguese folkloric dress, musical instruments, and venerated objects such as the Little Prayer Book in Portuguese, circa 1872. It is bound in mother of pearl, satin, velvet, and clasps of silver. The lithograph is that of St. John the Baptist Parish in New Bedford, the first Portuguese Catholic church in North America. Its construction was purportedly financed with Portuguese gold reals. And on the right of the case, the singular symbol of faith and solidarity which unites the nine islands of the Azorean archipelago is the Holy Ghost crown. The Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, Espiritu Santo, in Portuguese, symbolized by a dove, represents the third person of the Trinity in Roman Catholic dogma and was widely venerated throughout medieval Europe. Its following decreased in southern Europe but remained strong in the Azores, perhaps due to the isolation felt by the islanders, unpredictability of the sea, and the ever-heaving volcanic land beneath them. The Holy Ghost, Paracletus in Latin, means advocate, helper, and comforter. Throughout the Azorean diaspora, these venerated objects were carried to newly established communities and represent a central aspect of Azorean spiritual and cultural life. The royal symbols of a silver crown, a scepter, and a flag recall Portugal's benevolent Queen Saint Isabel. Tradition holds she would place her crown on the heads of children, a ritual which continues on the feast days of Espiritu Santo. In the background, an Azorean folkloric dance troupe performs in the Whaling Museum Plaza, a fairly frequent happening during the summer months, which include many colorful feasts and festivals throughout the region. To your right is an Azorean arch. Note how it is trimmed in volcanic rock from the Azores, the traditional building material of the islands. Why an arch here? The ancient practice of constructing arches, in Portuguese, porta, is a custom that harkens back to the Romans, when fortified cities and towns had such gates at their walled entrances. Over the centuries, these structures took on symbolic meanings, the strength of a regime, the commemoration of a great leader, or of a victorious battle. The Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France, is an example of this tradition, just as the Porta da Cidade, the city gates of Ponta Delgada, capital of the Azores, marks the entrance to that city directly from the sea. So too, this arch, a scaled facsimile of a typical town arch, proudly marks the upper level of the Azorean Whaleman Gallery. It was a gift to the museum from the local Azorean American community. Note the hydrangeas atop the arch. Hydrangeas bloom throughout the Azores, plentifully and colorfully, due to the acidic and very fertile volcanic soils. The blooms are so beloved by the island residents that it is illegal to pick them. To continue your whaling voyage, tour the rest of the upper level exhibits, beginning with the Cape Verdean Maritime Gallery on the other side of the arch, and then a Voyage Round the World exhibit. To instead exit the balcony, you can take the stairs beyond the vigia, which leads back down to the main level, or proceed to the elevator.